Very unique and multifaceted event coming up on Friday, the Tech Expo and more. And boy, is it more. We have got in the studio with us, Lake Cowell is here, Inga Lizdenita is here, and Claudio Calvo, a program director of the Disability Service and Legal Center. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us about this event on Friday, because it is unique.
Absolutely. We work with a variety of people from the community, disabled, seniors, veterans, and every year we put together an annual event at the fairgrounds that kind of showcases all kinds of things that are available. We have everything from equipment, resources, sports. Inga, help me out. There's
adaptive vehicles, adaptive equipment, devices, adaptive sports, just as Lake mentioned, variety of resources for people with disabilities, any age, and seniors and veterans. And dance, we will have art as well. People with disabilities will do, right?
Yes, we have the Alchemea is going to be doing a dance performance.
Yeah.
We have Mark Wellman bringing his adapted rock wall down from Truckee, I believe.
Wow,
it is.
Nice.
And yes, and the NorCal WCMX are the wheelchair skate guys, and they're going to have a whole ramping situation set up. We got some guys coming up from LA.
That's going
good thing
to
it's in the fairgrounds. You need a lot of space for this.
Yes,
thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this a job fair, Claudio?
No, it's not.
Okay, doesn't have to do with the job fair.
No.
But everybody is welcome to attend, correct?
Yes, it's open to all, and it's free parking.
Sounds like maybe we could learn a few things, those able-bodied of us, attending this event, too.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of things that are of interest, not just to someone with a disability. We also have the medical marijuana will be there. We have a couple people with that, some other alternative pain.
Okay, I was just going to say, exactly how does medical marijuana fit into this entire equation? And you just answered that question for me.
Oh, absolutely. Pain management. Pain is a big issue with a lot of disabled people's lives. And people are always looking for alternative methods to take care of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a worldwide phenomenon now, trying to get away from the opioids and get into some other, something that works that is not addictive.
Right.
So that's
is it going to destroy your liver? And yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's new in this world? What's new on the market that serves people with disabilities?
Well, something new that we're going to have is called an OGO chair. This was made in New Zealand, and it has the Segway technology.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. There's nothing else like it in the world.
It's
and
a scooter?
In fact, no, it is a wheelchair. But you just simply lean into it or lean to the side, and that's where you go. Yeah.
Oh.
So this is the only one in North America right now. We have it coming down from Oregon. So that will be there. And if anyone wants to come and try that out, they're welcome to.
That seems like a good idea, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The notion of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else are we going to be seeing?
There will be a variety of wheelchair companies. Variety of electric wheelchairs and manual wheelchairs, electric wheelchairs that raise up to the level that the person with disability can raise up and look at your eyes when they communicate.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Yeah, I always thought that was a great idea.
Right. There will be a variety of wheelchairs and modified vehicles as well. And
also all community resources such as county and city resources. So you'll have all of those there. We have adapted sex. We have about three or four vendors
that's
for that.
New
that's
to the, tech
you know, the sex.
Well,
don't forget
that part.
The sex. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have some interesting exhibitors with that.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
There will
I don't want to give
exhibitors.
It away, but yeah.
130 exhibit. And you don't want to give it away, Lake, because I'm encouraging you to do so.
The sex, no, I'm not going to give it away.
All right.
But now, these two ladies are very special. Inga has a book. What was the?
Yes, I just published the book, Unstoppable, It's a Choice. It's a memoir and life coaching book or personal development book based on my personal story. Yeah, thank you.
And Lake was the winner for the Dancing with the Stars in Hillsburg.
Oh, you were at the Dancing with the Stars competition.
I was there. Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It was
no
a lot
easy
of fun.
Task that. Well, it's a it's a whole new world, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it
and
is.
That's the very good news.
And they are looking for volunteers.
Thank you, Claudio, for all.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what do you need people to do, and where can we contact you?
So Thursday and Friday, we need help with setup and takedown at the Grace Pavilion at the fairgrounds, and you can contact me, Lake, at 707-636-3063.
Brave woman giving your telephone number out on the air, but yes. In fact, you're so brave. Let's give it one more time for people who are willing to be volunteers on Friday.
707-636-3063.
Well, I learned something this morning. I'm sure I could learn a lot more at the event on Friday. What are the hours of it?
10 to 3.
10 to 3 at Grace Pavilion.
Yes.
At the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. I'm very happy that you two, and you too, Claudio, were here today to talk about the Tech Expo and more at the fairgrounds. It's going to be quite the day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It will be. It will be. And if people need more information, they can go to www.mydslc.org.
MyDSLC.org.
Correct.
That is the Disability Services and Legal Center, DSLC.org. Good luck with the festivities on Friday.
Thank you.
And you'll have to fill me in on that adapted sex thing later.
I'm interested too.
Yeah, I'll bet, Claudia. Lake Cowell is here. Inga Lizdentia?
Lizdenita.
Lizdenita, very close. And, of course, Claudio is here with Claudio Calvo, is always involved when there's ever something good that has to do with our community involved. Thanks for being here, Claudio.
Thank you.
Thank you.